This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. His name is Alex Petrosky. He's 11 years old. His best friend is the stray dog that he adopted and named after his hero, astronomer Carl Sagan. Together, they set out on a road trip that's about rockets, about recordings made for intelligent life beyond this world, and about finding your place in this world. Alex is a central character in a newly released young adult novel, See You in the Cosmos, written by my guest, Jack Cheng. With us now, Jack, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Describe your young hero, Alex. What kind of kid is he?
I think he's a kid who is very, he's very optimistic, and he has this outlook on life where he kind of just assumes the very best of people, no matter sort of how maybe crazy and chaotic his situations and environment around him is. He just kind of goes in assuming the best.
And the way that we learn Alex's story is very, very unique because it's recordings this little boy is making on an iPod. So when intelligent beings who are millions of light years away from Earth find it, they'll know what Earth and its people are like. Where did you get this idea of framing Alex's story this way?
Yeah, so the idea first came to me when I was actually at home here in Michigan at my parents' house, and I saw on my brother's shelf a copy of Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot, and I remembered an episode of the radio show Radiolab that I had listened to, where Carl Sagan's widow Ann Druyan was talking about the way the two of them worked together to gather sounds for the Voyager Golden Record. And so it sort of like was inspired by radio.
And just a refresher course for everybody, that was back in 77, was it, when Voyager was heading off and they made the Golden Record?
Right. And the idea was to, you know, to put on it all these sounds and music and even they even encoded images onto it so that if extraterrestrial beings outside our solar system were to come across this golden record, they would have a sense of what Earth was like.
And this bright little boy, so as we're learning his story, it's him telling the extraterrestrials that we'll someday find that golden iPod.
Right. He finds out or he knows about what his hero Carl Sagan did. And he's sort of like, yeah, you know, I could do that. And I could do that on this iPod that I got.
This little boy is all about rockets and Carl Sagan and what is out there in space. And he is taking himself to the Southwest High Altitude Rocket Festival, SHARF. He wants to compete by launching a rocket that he has built himself. And I'm wondering if you'd read us an excerpt from See You in the Cosmos. This is kind of early on, right, when Alex is kind of introducing himself to his extraterrestrial audience?
Yeah. This is very early on. This is actually the night before he leaves for SHARF. So he's sort of a little awake with anticipation. What do you guys do when you can't fall asleep? Maybe you don't need sleep at all. Maybe you're just awake all the time because your planet spins so slowly that you're always facing the sun. It's always day. Or maybe you guys do the opposite. You pretty much sleep whenever you're not eating, like koalas or Carl Sagan. Alex has a dog named after his hero. He just curls into a donut on the bed or sofa or my lap, and he starts falling asleep, easy. Are you sleeping right now? I guess not, because how would you be listening to this if you were sleeping? I guess that means we're both awake. I finished packing last night, and today I spent the whole day making food for my mom when I'm gone. My mom knows how to cook, and she's a great cook. But I've been making food for us so much this year that I'd feel bad if I didn't do something. Plus, she was having another one of her quiet days where she stays in bed and stares at the little bumps on the ceiling. I think she likes counting them. I brought water to her room and I told her, I made you food for the next 3 days when I'm at SHARF. All you have to do is take out the Gladware from the refrigerator and heat it up in the microwave, and I love you. I thought I'd be really tired after making all that food, but I wasn't. I tried listening to Beethoven and Chuck Berry and watching my Blu-ray of Contact, but they only made me more awake. I tried sleeping in Ronnie's bed, too. And Ronnie is Alex's older brother. I keep everything on his side of our room exactly how it was when he moved out. So that way, when he comes home to visit, he'll see all his sexy lady posters on the wall and his sports trophies on the shelf, and he'll feel like he never left. Sometimes I sleep in his bed, though, because maybe if you sleep where another person sleeps and do what that person does, then eventually you'll start turning into that person. You'll think like they think and remember what they remember. And after a while, you'll have big muscles and make a lot of money to buy groceries for your mom.
That's writer Jack Chang reading from his new young adult novel, See You in the Cosmos. And we're certainly getting clues about Alex Petrosky's life at home, that he's kind of raising himself.
Yeah, yeah. He's his father died when he was really young. And, you know, as you might be able to tell from that excerpt, that there are some things happening with his mother that maybe he doesn't fully isn't fully conscious of. And he also has an older brother that lives in a different state.
And Alex does something that I think many kids dream of but would never dare actually do. Strikes out on his own with his dog Carl Sagan at his side on this road trip heading off to this rocket festival. But besides going to Scharf, this rocket festival, what is this child really searching for on his road trip?
I think he's trying to find these answers about his family. His his brother Ronnie is very sort of reluctant to talk about their father. And so Alex has this father that he never knew, and he's really trying to understand his role in sort of the shaping of his family. And I think Alex is asking all these questions about, you know, what is family and like what does it mean to be at home? And sort of like, you know, I think he's also just trying to really make this deeper connection to like his family and to just like other people. And I think he's sort of using and talking to the aliens as a way of even just like talking things out himself.
You were born in Shanghai and you came to Detroit as an immigrant at a very, very young age, around 5?
Yes, that's correct.
How much of that experience, Jack, do you think informed the story that you created around Alex?
When I was writing the book, I wasn't thinking much about that. But I think one of the wonderful things about writing fiction is that sort of it surfaces all these very deep subconscious for me, too, things. And one of the things I actually remembered when I finished the book was that I originally wrote it. The setting of the book was based on this road trip that I took myself in the American Southwest in the summer of 2013. And one of the motivations for that trip was so that at the very end of it, I could repeat this Greyhound bus ride that my father had taken. He came about 6 months before my mom and I did. He flew from Shanghai to California to visit some friends, and then he took a Greyhound bus ride from LA to Detroit. That was like 2.5 days. And so I think I remembered that like one of my reasons for doing that trip was so at the very end I could do that. And in hindsight, I think it was also me asking these same questions about like my family and about sort of how I came to be where I am here in not only the United States and not only in Michigan, but here at this place in my life.
This little boy traveling on his own meets strangers, and he does discover kindness. What do you hope your young readers learn from that part of Alex's story?
What I hope they learn is that I think there's a lot to going into a situation without assuming, without this sort of mindset that, you know, there are good guys and bad guys. And I think, like, Alex has this kind of openness about him, this, like, lack of judgment on other people and the things other people do. And I think because of that, because of this attitude that he has, he's more able to kind of like listen and engage. And I think that's what attracts all these, more adult and older helpers in his life is because you can go into something with a positive attitude and it sort of becomes this like self-fulfilling prophecy.
He could have been a tough, cynical kid, but you gave him an old soul and a very, very kind heart.
Thank you.
Jack Chang's new young adult novel is See You in the Cosmos. And Jack will be in conversation with author Holly Goldberg Sloan this coming Thursday, March 9th. It's at 7 p.m. at Nicholas Books in Ann Arbor. So it should be a great conversation. Jack, thank you so much for sharing your book with us, See You in the Cosmos.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia. Thank you.